Locker room chats continue as now we talk to Moore Hillhead football coach Brandon Wilkes. His team now 2-1 on the season, dropping a Northeast Kansas League contest last week to Pleasant Ridge 42-28. Again, 2-1 overall, now 1-1 in Northeast Kansas League play. I guess we'll start with that game at Pleasant Ridge. I know the rushing game just simply wasn't there. Overall, what are those key takeaways from that first loss of the season?
I think we have lost a lot the last couple of years, so I think the good thing about any time you lose, I mean, you get the players' attention, coaches. We start, opening our mind up to new ways of doing things. So, the big takeaway is, we kind of woke up a little bit, and we know that every day that we have to really, really work hard at our craft to win, especially this year. So, credit to Pleasant Ridge. They played a good game. They have some good players over there, and we just made too many mistakes to win. So, we're pretty excited to get back on the field, and that focus is there.
Our talk with Brandon Wilkes is brought to you by Amberwell Health. You obviously never want to take a loss, but now that we're grinding into district play, I guess that could be, in a sense, a wake-up call for your team as we kind of get into that next step of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is my fifth year in Kansas, and one of the things I've learned is, the district play is what matters. So, if there's a silver lining, much rather have that be week three than week four, when, now playoff implications are on the line. And, we have a tough district game, and, we got to try to go 1-0 in districts. That's how you get to your goals in Kansas, is by playing well in district.
Well, let's talk about the matchup coming up this week. Republic County, their first game of the year canceled at Beloit, but they have been able to get on the field their last couple of games. They beat Ellsworth in a tight one, 22-15, and then they're coming off their first loss to Minneapolis, 20-6. Have you had a chance to watch them on film? What have you been able to dissect, and what do you know about Republic County to this point?
Yeah, we, in the past couple of years, we've learned a lot about them since they, got added to our district, and they got tough kids. Last year, we were fortunate. We think we probably played our best game of the year last year because they turned out to be a pretty solid team in our district, and, we just went out there and played really, really well. I think we won 41-8 last year, and so, it was a long trip last year that they got to make this year, but we know that they got tough kids, they're well coached, and we gotta play our best to get a win. So I know stopping the run is going to be huge, and like you mentioned earlier, you can't win football games if you don't run the ball yourself. So the game's won in the trenches, so we're going to have to run the ball and stop the run, or our chances of winning are way down, especially against a good program like Republic County.
Now, you mentioned Republic County, of course, being added to the district. So, of course, there's now some familiarity there with both of with your team and, of course, them as well. But is there a team you can kind of compare them to within the league, maybe like schematically what they do? Or is there kind of a similar feel that what they do on offense or defense might be something that's pretty similar to a team that you might see in the Northeast Kansas League?
Well, yeah, I think, when I got back here 2 years ago, a lot of teams, I call it football in a phone booth. They're playing with multiple tight ends and fullbacks, and, their kids take pride in being in the weight room and trying to, get some kind of vertical push on you. And, we've had games like that against Jackson Heights 2 years ago where they're just going to wear you down with their physicality. This year, more teams are spreading the ball in our league, but I know we've had games with ACCHS where they're doing similar things. So, we're not foreign to this type of play. It's going to be a weight room game where the guys that are strong and can hold up will battle for that line of scrimmage. So our guys are aware of that, and we're trying to prepare for that type of game.
Obviously, we've kind of touched on maybe what the few keys are going to be. Obviously, getting the running game going, it's going to be about the guys in the trenches this week. So when you just head into the game on Friday nights, what are the expectations for your team, and what are you hoping to get out of your team to ultimately end in a win?
Yeah, we got to win the battle up front on both sides of the ball. Like, we got to get off the ball on offense. We know the snap count. There's no reason for us to be the nail on the offensive line, and then our guys got to hold up on the defensive line. So we are putting a lot of emphasis on that. We can't just rely on athletes on the outside, because, you know, football is a game that is much more than just, you know, we're not playing 7-on-7. It's a game that the trenches matter. So running the ball, stopping the run, like every week, not making mistakes, taking care of the ball. Special teams, too. Special teams let us down a few times this past week. We got to tighten that up as well.
More Hillhead football coach Brandon Wilkes joining us. It is brought to you by Amberwell Health. They get Republic County this week at home. Of course, a big 2A district matchup is now all these teams across the area getting into district play. So certainly these games matter come the postseason, coach. And as always, we appreciate the time and good luck on Friday.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. I appreciate everything you do for schools around here.